Our speaker, Sarah L., will now share her experience for 20 minutes on step 10. Sarah, would you like me to give you a 5-minute warning?
Yes, please, Jeff.
Yes, okay.
I'd appreciate that.
Okay, here's Sarah.
Thank you, Jeff. Hello, everybody. My name is Sarah, and I am a recovered compulsive eater. And just apologies for the slight wonkiness. My internet, my bandwidth is playing up, so I'm on my phone. So I may need to stop my video if it starts to go a bit funny. So I'm just going to take a pause. So I've been asked to talk about step 10. So just to put myself in context, I came to BBA in August last year and started the step work then. And I've completed the 12 steps, and I am available to sponsor for anyone with compulsive eating issues and food addiction issues. So, step 10, you know, step 10, we live in step 10, don't we? You know, this is it. And I just want to take a step back to step 9 because, you know, what it says is, we suggest we continue to take personal inventory and continue to set right any new mistakes as we go along. So there's 3 paragraphs for step 10. And what I was taught was that the first paragraph are the directions, the second paragraph are the promises, and the third are the warnings. So with the first paragraph, I noticed that there's 4 continues there. So basically, it's practice, 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 practice. That's what's coming across to me. That's the message. And practice what? You know, so really, what's happened with me from steps 1 through to step 9, in particular step 9, is I've been woken up. And, you know, unbeknownst to me is that I've been unconscious for many, many years. I've been asleep on the job, so to speak. And this process has now woken me up to the reality that I'm connected to God. I'm in and with God. That's the reality. And feeling separate and feeling disconnected, the delusions of self. So I've been woken up to that. And it says here, so really what it says is we vigorously commence this way of living as we cleaned up the past. Okay. So for me, what that meant was that I don't wait until I complete step 9, is that I start my step 10 as I go along with the step 9. And I've entered the world of the spirit. And so my next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. So this, for me, understanding is knowledge of God's will, and effectiveness is out here in my life. And what I've put here in my notes is I will always be changed, because that's the law, that's the cosmic law, is that change is inevitable. And that's the same for me. And if I'm not changing and if I'm not growing, then it's my belief that itself that's got in the way and is blocking that growth. So there it is. I'm in a continuous state of changing and growing. And it says it's not an overnight matter. That's my experience. It's not an overnight matter and should continue for our lifetime. Here's our continue again. And then we've got continue to watch for selfishness. So this is where I'm seeing that I am awake. So because I'm awake, I can watch now. And I can watch for what am I watching for? I'm watching for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. So they tend to be called the character defects. I can call them character defaults as well. This is what I default to when self is triggered or when it's being activated. So the watching bit is interesting too, because if I go back to step 3, where I was shown very clearly about the Sarah Show and also the steps 4 through 9 process, particularly step 4, And where I gained this clarity and was given this clarity, and the Sarah Show was revealed in all its glory, in all its self-glory. I'm not part of the show when I'm with God. There's sufficient distance now. So God's got between that. God's got between self and my true being when I'm with God. So I don't get caught up in the drama. That's the thing. So what I wanted to distinguish as well, what the process has helped me distinguish, is between sharing my story and enacting a personal drama. And I thought my personal drama was my story. And for me, it's very, very different. So when I'm in self and I go towards the personal drama, it tends to start to get more exaggerated and more melodramatic. And I start to get more accurate about things, you know, start saying, you know, it happened on this date at this time, you know, that kind of stuff. So by now, it's just a story. It's just a story that I share. And I'm watching the drama from a distance. I'm part of the audience now with God, and me and God are watching what can happen. So then I was looking at, so we're watching for the character defects, okay? And what was what came to me recently was there's something in Buddhism whereby they talk about refraining from, so abstaining from, and practicing the positives. So my understanding with selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear is that they're the reverse of the four absolutes. So I went, oh, okay. So my imagination was fired with that. And I thought, oh, that's really interesting. And I thought, and also I was thinking about these character defects called unpleasant companions as well. So the unpleasant characters, really. So, and I got that from the chapter Two Wives, by the way. So I'm watching for these character defects. I'm seeing, and I've learned that these are the reverse of the absolutes. And the absolutes are absolute unselfishness, absolute honesty, absolute love, absolute purity. And I've learned from the inventory process, the clarity that the resentment inventory gives me in with regards to seeing the selfishness, the dishonesty, the fears, and the resentments. So I wondered about, well, what if there was an equivalent, a positive equivalent in terms of a love inventory, whereby I got to see the unselfishness, the honesty, the love, and the purity that I'd experienced in any given day. So I took the resentment inventory and just swapped the words around. So it was non-ambition, it was humility, selflessness. And then I swapped the fear inventory to a gratitude inventory. And I just did exactly the same like I did with my resentment inventory and fear inventory, with the love inventory and the gratitude inventory. And it did exactly the same for me. It showed me really clearly where God was in my life and where God was working through me. And it also showed me something else very clearly as well about when I'm in fear, there's nothing that's right. So when I do the opposite, so I could say, well, you know, I'm afraid of being dishonest and I'm afraid of being honest. So even the good stuff, it was saying things like, it's not going to last, can't do it, can't maintain it. So I realized then that once I'm in the realm of fear, really life's not good and my perception is not good. When I was in the realm of gratitude and I was doing the opposite, so I could say I'm grateful for being honest, and then I was saying I was grateful for being dishonest, and I was seeing how dishonesty could take me closer to God, then I saw that being in the realm of gratitude changed my whole perception and changed my experience of life. So I was really glad that I did that, and that God gave me the idea to do that, so I could see really, really clearly these different realms of perception that can dictate my life. And one is from self and one is from God. So, and then I thought, okay, yeah, that's okay as it is. I'm really happy about that. I needed to move on from that though, because I was wondering about it being coming, it was coming from self. So I kind of left it then, and I was kind of taken, moved on, as God sort of took me further on. So that's when I started to realize, hang on a minute, Sarah, are you just sort of trying to embellish step 10? You know, yourself getting in there and trying to go, oh, I tell you what, we'll add a bit more. So then what came to me was these character defects, selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear, they're doorways, and they're doorways to freedom. And I'm starting to lose my fear of these and my shame of these, because they're just ways for me to get close to God and for me to see self working more clearly. And so I'm really quite fascinated with doorways. I'm really fascinated with threshold and something that we call liminal space. They all mean the same thing, gateways, you know. And coming across these, whereby there's something about when you hang around that space, there's a sense of the unknown there and the uncertainty. And it's, how am I in that space? And someone talks about, I'm sorry, I can't remember who it is. Someone was talking about, it's like something you can see out the corner of your eye, but if you turn, it disappears. So it's this thing about where you can see something, you know, there's something there, but if I start to attempt to try to look at it properly or look at it properly, it will disappear. So it's kind of being trusting enough to just be in that space of uncertainty. So I find that, you know, when the resentment comes up, so here we are at this sentence, when these crop up. So I was looking up what crop up meant, and it means arise. So for me, it's not about now these character defects becoming fully formed before I take notice. This is these character defects starting to be constructed and starting to arise, whereby I can go to God and surrender to God. They're not fully formed. They haven't even formed words yet. It's a felt sense of these character defects. And I feel like that's possibly, you know, this lovely sort of doorway, gateway, threshold of, well, I could go that way, which is self, which will then create the form of these character defects, or I can be taken through this gateway where I'm with God. So, and when it says, when these crop up, we ask God at once to remove them. And I've got in my notes here, it says, this starts the process of reality. So yeah, so there's my choice. I can go towards this relative reality, which can become a reality. That's the real power of self and thoughts for me that I'm coming across, is that when I think these thoughts and I'm in self, it can actually create a reality. So for example, with my step 9, I was already panicking in step 1, by the way, about step 9. And I'm going, step 9 is going to be really difficult. And it is difficult, but how much of that did I create? Or I can go to God, whereby I'm in the process of reality here. I can live in reality with God. So it's this thing about perception. The perception deception, the perception management that self has, and it does a real good PR job of convincing me that this is who I am and this is what reality is. Or I can go to God, who can tell me what reality is and who knows what reality is and is the only person who knows what reality is for me. So that's where I'm at with that bit of step 10. So I also want to talk about a bit about neuroplasticity as well. Don't know much, hardly anything at all. But what I know is, so when we've got this paragraph here, practice, 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 okay, there's this phrase where it says those that fire together, wire together. So I was really practiced that, something negative happening, wiring the negativity. And so I'm really practiced that if something happens, I go to the negative. So with the practice, 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 practice.
5 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. I'm also practicing the positive aspects here, you know, with the four absolutes. What I have learned is that the old neurons can die off. So when it says, I'm going to jump a bit here, it says, and we have ceased fighting anything or anyone. And it says, where is it? Here we go. Okay, it says, instead the problem has been removed, it does not exist for us. And I just wonder whether this is about the old wiring dying off and the new wiring coming to the fore and becoming stronger and stronger and stronger with the practice of living in step 10. So I just wanted to share that with you. And then, so we're coming on to, we discuss them with someone immediately and make amends quickly if we have harmed anyone. So we are not hanging around anymore. We're not letting this embed, take root as it has done in the past, because these things are going to be removed root and branch. So we resolutely turn our thoughts to someone we can help. Love and tolerance of others is our code. And I love that. So someone in a previous meeting talking about step 10 talked about code and about a new code being encoded with love and tolerance. And I've heard about you know, the body encoding our life script. So it's got its own body script. And so we've got a new script for mind and body, which is love and tolerance. And I think I've only got a couple of minutes with the promises. So, but it says, and we have ceased fighting anything or anyone, even alcohol. I've got even myself. I think that's where the biggest war has been within myself. And the fighting for me has really been about the fight or flight state for me, being in that constantly and believing that that was my normality. And also trying, I've started to think about trying is fighting. So there's a phrase, you know, trying is lying. So I've tried to work this program. I've tried to be with God. I've tried to surrender. And all I've done is just be in self. It was self trying to help self. So for me, this ceased fighting is quite significant. It's got a bigger meaning for me now. And then sanity will have returned. So, yeah. So this supposed abnormality being my normality was also the insanity. Now I've been converted and reorientated back to my natural self, who God made me to be. And that's where the sanity is coming as well. So I don't know, Jeff, how long have I got left?
1.5 minutes.
1.5 minutes. Okay. So I'll just end with this lovely phrase I've come across, which I came across in a poem, actually. Another way of describing the character defects, and it's about heart shackles. Shackles of the heart that are weighing my heart down. And also about being in the way, and the way is living the 12-step life and being with God instead of getting in the way. So that's kind of where I'm at with my step 10 practice today. And I will leave it there. And thank you for asking me to share. And that's me.